what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. The foundation of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment is finding people who are making a difference and trying to recognize them. That's what this segment is about. Grandmother loved this segment. She used to listen to it, and after she passed away, I decided to name it after her because she appreciated it so much. She wanted me to do more and spend more time on this segment because I believe it is making a difference. The person joining me right now is David Cotton, and he lives in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. He has started a fundraiser for his mom, Joan, and she has COPD. I wanted to give David an opportunity. Thanks to Amy Pitts, his mother-in-law. She reached out to me about talking to David. Welcome to The Mark White Show, David Cotton.
Thank you. I sure do appreciate it.
Your mom, Joan Cotton, she's 64 years old, and she is in stage 4 COPD. Let's talk about what the need is for your mom right now and how listeners can help.
Okay, yeah, she's like you said, she's in stage 4. And we just need donations for her medical bills and medical supplies and just her everyday needs and stuff like that. And her biggest thing is she barely get around. And she's not able to do very much at all. But her biggest thing is that she'd been wanting to go to Gatlinburg. And it's just, just trying to get everything up and doing all that. It's really tough.
I know when we hear about stage 4 cancer and what that means, my dad was stage 4 cancer himself. What does stage 4 COPD mean, David?
There's 4 stages. She is in the last stage of it. She's got now where she can't, get up and do very much. Whenever she does, she tries to get up and do things, but she's not able to do very much at all.
Now, when we talk about her needs, we are also talking about household groceries, gas, and equipment, as you mentioned, to help during this time of stage 4 COPD.
We try to help out the best we can help out, and people don't think nothing about that. how people are, you know, in life today that is doing without, you know, so much. And, you know, I try to help anybody and everybody that I can help myself. And just having it being, you know, your mama and your daddy, and, you know, it's just, yeah, it's really heartbreaking. It really is.
So here we are with a fundraiser for your mom, Joan. It was started July 13th, yes, and the goal is $3,000, but there have been no donations to date.
Correct. Yes, sir. You're right.
We need to try to move this fundraiser along to help your mom. Who else is in the household with your mom, David?
It's my dad, David. His name is David Clayton Cotton. It's my dad. And he is, you know, he's got health issues too. He's a diabetic, and he he can't get around and do, you know, very good himself, you know. So he tries to do what, you know, she can't do, you know. Before, she done all the, you know, done the laundry and everything, and, you know, now he's not able to do it, but he does what he has to do, you know. So they both, it's pretty tough. It really is.
I realize groceries and gas and equipment are far more important, but tell me about this trip to Gatlinburg that you were trying to plan for your mom and dad.
It's something that my mom, she, of anything, it don't matter, anywhere in the whole world, she would rather go to the mountains. They love just going, it's just sitting in the cabin. I mean, just, you know, being in the mountains at Gatlinburg, like I said, it's just something they really loved. I mean, there's no other place, because I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I said, if anywhere that you want to go, you know, if I can do what I have to do to try to get you to, you know, anywhere that you want to do, whatever you want to do, I said, that you're able to do right now, what would you do? And she said, the mountains. She just, they just love going up there. They really do.
And we want to try to help however we can, and if there are ways that we can help make that happen, we'll try to do that as well. Let's take a quick break, David, and when we come back, we're going to share with people how they can help your mom, the various ways, including the GoFundMe that has been organized by you that was established on July the 13th and currently has a goal of $3,000, but no donations yet. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
Folks, we're talking to David Cotton. He is a son to Joan Cotton, and I would like to include Amy Pitts in this. She reached out to me and asked if I would help her son-in-law with this fundraiser, and I'm trying to help through the Mark White Show now. I hope you'll stick with me as we continue to talk to David Cotton and bring awareness to this special effort for his mom, who is facing stage 4 COPD. You are listening to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, the very foundation of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment is to find people who are making a difference in the lives of others and trying to help however they can. And right now I have on the line with me David Cotton, and he is trying to help his mom as we speak through a special fundraiser. His mom has stage 4 COPD. She's 64 years old. As he mentioned, his dad, David, also has health issues, including diabetes. And David set up a fundraiser through GoFundMe to try to help his mom, Joan. And we want to try to help through the Mark White Show. Welcome back, David Cotton.
Thank you.
So we've talked about and outlined your mom's situation, your dad's situation. We talked about the need for household groceries, gas, and equipment. I want to share now the opportunities that people have to help your family. Tell people right now about the GoFundMe and how they can find it.
Like you said, it's GoFundMe.com/hope4COPD. Just anything would help. It really would. Like you was saying, there's been no donations. And I mow yards on the side. I do, you know, whatever I have to do. I'm out here working every day, 6-7 days a week. I pulled into Walmart one day, say, for instance, and there was a guy out there that had a sign up, and he was needing help, and I donated. I try to help people. Anybody, you know, that I see that needs, if I can help in any way, you know, I try to help people. And my mom is the same way. She's helped people and done everything that whatever she, you know, could get out and do. It's just now, you know, she's the one, and she has no idea that we're even doing anything like this. She has no idea.
Well, I would tell you, David, don't be discouraged. It takes fundraisers sometimes a while to start circulating and to get the attention that you would want them to have. And I guarantee you that there are more people who want to help than don't.
Right. You're right.
Well, David, if someone doesn't use social media, they don't use GoFundMe, give another way for people to contribute. I know that so many people like to mail letters or send. Some people use PayPal and Venmo and these other places, but if you have an address or another way that people can actually reach out and donate, I think that would be good to share.
I could give you my home address. It's 1775 Fall River Road, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, 38464.
It's 1775 Fall River Road, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, 38464. If you can help Joan Cotton right now and her husband David, it would be much appreciated. We'll try to figure out ways that we can help to spread the word. And if you are hearing this message, you can go to The Mark White Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and find the GoFundMe. Find out how you can contribute and help Joan, who is in stage 4 COPD. And David, I just want to say I appreciate you for being a good son and stepping up to the plate to try to help your mom. It means a lot. I know it will mean a lot to her that you took the initiative to do this, my friend.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, and thank you. And like I said, Amy, too, that's got a hold of you, and I really do appreciate it. It means a lot for you to do this. If there's any way, you know, down the road, whatever, you need anything, you let me know. You know, that's the kind of person I am. I mean, I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and my family and everything appreciates it.
Well, thank you, buddy. Well, I encourage you to go to the GoFundMe, and it is GoFundMe.com/Hope, H-O-P-E, 4, spelled out, F-O-R, C-O-P-D. That is GoFundMe.com/Hope for COPD. You will be helping not only David's mom, Joan, but also his father, David, in their effort to have groceries and gas and equipment that they need during this COPD battle. I hope that you have all listened and heard David's message and are encouraged to try to help however you can. Sharing is free. So if you see the post and you see the GoFundMe, just share it. That doesn't cost anything. And if you're so inclined to donate, then I encourage you to do that. And as we said, you can mail donations as well to David's home. And his mom will appreciate that. And I know that David Cotton's family will appreciate that as well. Thank you again for joining me here on The Mark White Show, David.
Thank you so very much.
Folks, you've been listening to David Cotton and a fundraiser that he has set up for his mom, Joan. I hope that you'll consider this and tune in next time to The Mark White Show as we continue to try to make a difference in the lives of others. This has been another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker and Gimpton, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.